We are up to Simen Kuf Yud Dalet, Halacha Zemashe V'Ruach. We're up to Siv Zayin, and we will be doing Sivim Zayin and Ches. Says the Machaber, B'chol Malkam Shanu Omrim Chozel L'Rosh HaBracha Shetoba Hani Mili Shetoba Shogeg Avol B'mezid U'miskavin Chozel L'Rosh. Any bracha in Shmona Esrei, if someone b'mezid goes ahead and says the wrong thing, say someone decides in the middle of the summer, I want to say the same Tawa Matar because I feel like it, and it's not a place that needs rain. The halachi is, since he was mafsik b'mezid, he has to go back to the beginning of the Shmona Esrei. Sivches b'mos hachama, in the summer, in the stopik in hiskir morad hageshem imlo. He doesn't remember if he said mashav ruach morad hageshem. The halachi is that if he has a suffix, ad lamid yom, if it's within the first 30 days from when we start, becheska shehiskir hageshem v'tzorach lachzor. There's a chazaka that he mentioned it, and he's got to go back. So we're talking about Yemos HaChama. This is the summer. It's the beginning of the summer. It's right after Pesach. He's been in the habit of saying mashav ruach for the whole winter. He doesn't remember what he did in this particular Shmona Esrei. If it's within the first 30 days that we say it, the chazaki is that he said it, and he's got to repeat the Shmona Esrei. Hagav hu adin l'didon de'en maskirin tal b'mos hachama. The same goes for an Ashkenazi who does not say tal in the summer. In this topic, lo emamer mor hagashem b'mos hagashamim kol amed yom chozer. If he's not sure if he said mor hagashem in the winter, he's got to go back. In other words, the Mechaber only spoke about this in one situation, and that is if he doesn't remember if he said Mashiv Aruch Hamor Hagashem in the winter. Where if he doesn't remember if he said Mashiv Aruch Hamor Hagashem in the summer. Whereas in the winter, there's no problem, because even if he said Morad Atol, he's Yotze B'Di'ed. Whereas according to the Ramah, that Morad Atol is not said, so there, if he's not sure if he said anything and it's winter, he'll also have a suffix. So once again, according to the Mechaber, if one says Morad Atol in the winter, is Yotze. He says Morad Atol in the summer, that's the proper thing to say. Mashiv Aruach in the winter, that's the proper thing to say. The only wrong thing is Mashiv Aruach in the summer. So if he may have said Mashiv Aruach in the summer, if it's within the first 30 days, we say as a chazaka that he continued saying it, he therefore has to repeat the Shmona Esrei. The Ramah says, an Ashkenazi who isn't sure in the winter if he said Mashiv Aruach, and he did not say Morad Atol. So there, b'di'evet, since he didn't say either of them, he would have to repeat it. So the halach is, if he's in suffix within the first 30 days of the change, then we assume he did what he was used to, and he must repeat. Whereas, devadai omar kamosha ragel, because he definitely said the way he's used to, v'harei lo hiskir lo tav lo geshen, lachar lo tav lo geshen. And therefore we say he didn't mention tav lo geshen. La'achar lamed yom ein achozer, whereas after 30 days he doesn't repeat it, because there we assume that by then he got used to saying it, and that is what his habit is. Now, why 30 days? Some say it's really not 30 days, it's 90 tefillos, which means, if that's the case, in the case of Mashiv HaRuach, you don't need 30 days, because we say Mashiv HaRuach in Musafim as well. In Saint Talmud Mater, 30 days would not be enough because of all the Shabbosis that we don't say it. The Gra, however, paskins that it's totally in 30 days. Doesn't make a difference if we're dealing with Mashiv HaRuach, if we're dealing with the same Tawa Matar. The halacha is, in either case, after 30 days, before 30 days, we say you did what you used to. After 30 days, the new thing. The Mishnah Berurah comes out Lahokel in either direction, which means that if it's after 30 days but before 90 tefillos, as in the case of the same Tawa Matar, the halacha is you can rely on 30 days being enough. Whereas, if it's after 90 tefillos and before 30 days, as in the case of Mashiv HaRuach, you could be makel there so long as you've said 90 tefillos. What happens if in those 30 days you also made mistakes? The Taz says that doesn't make a difference, they still count. Whereas there are achronim that disagree with the Taz. What happens if someone knew that he was going to say it? He reminded himself at the beginning of Davening, you know, today I must mention it. But when it came to it, he doesn't know what he said. So it depends when he realized that he doesn't know. If it was immediately after Shmona Esrei, then he's still left with a suffix and must repeat. Whereas, if it's a while after Shmona Esrei and he knows that he intended on saying it, the halach is he can assume that he did say it. In other words, you don't have to forever remember whether or not you said Mashiv Aruach in davening. If a while after davening, you're not sure you said it, and you know that you planned on saying it, then you can rely on that, and it's not even a suffix. The Bir Halacha has a very interesting suffix, and that is, according to the Shita, that you need 30 days. What counts is 30 days, not 90 tefillos. And according to the Taz, if you make a mistake, then that doesn't take away from your 30 days. It's just this period of time called 30 days. When do we begin the 30 days? So that, what happens if within 30 days of Pesach, beginning with the first day of Pesach, a person has a suffix if he said the same talamater? So the halakha is within 30 days, he's suffix. He has to say he did say the same talamater because that's what he was used to all winter. What happens if it's after 30 days? The halakha is he can assume he already stopped saying it. What happens if it's exactly 30 days from Pesach, but not 30 days from when we began saying the same talamater? Namely, we stopped saying Mashiv Aruach already at Musaf, or at least according to the Ramaz Minig at Mincha. We don't say the same talamater until Marav on Motzoi Yom Tov. So especially in Chutz Laaretz where there's Yom Tov Sheni, so a person did not begin the same talamater till the night of the first night of Chol HaMoed. However, we already stopped saying Mashiv Aruach, that means the rain season ended with the first day of Pesach. Do we count those 30 days from the first day of Pesach, or do we count those 30 days from after we started saying the same talamater? The Bir Halacha leaves that as a suffix.